While Russian businesses catch up with modern capitalism, in the U.S., some businesses are reverting to an ancient form of payment, bartering. It's a good way to reduce costs, as Bellamy Palethorpe reports from member station KPLU in Seattle.
At Euphorico Salon in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood, 33-year-old Bob Baga admires his fresh haircut.
Looks great.
Nice shape to the back.
Yeah, awesome. Sideburns.
Sideburns are good. We trimmed your eyebrows.
The founder and president of Biz Exchange doesn't pay in cash. He pulls out what looks like a credit card so he can pay in so-called Biz Bucks.
The total is $42 charged to my BizX account.
A cashier enters a couple of numbers into a telephone line to get authorization and complete the transaction. The deal operates within BizExchange, one of about 600 barter exchange companies worldwide. These companies are like exclusive clubs. A plumber, for example, joins and offers his services to earn credits. He can then spend those credits to buy goods or services from other members. Depending on who else is in the exchange, this can be anything from a shiatsu massage to a new printer. Baga says his company, BizExchange, has handled $4 million worth of this kind of trade since its launch less than a year ago.
That means that we've brought our members over $2 million in new business that they never would have had, and we've saved them $2 million in expenses that they would have written checks for, they were able to pay for with trade.
It's difficult to know how much those members would have attracted in new business anyway, or to what extent the extra labor they invest to earn BizBucks negates any cash savings. Still, members like hair salon owner Rico McPherson are convinced barter exchanges cut their costs.
Looking at our last statement, I would say probably $1,000 a month, which at the end of the year is substantial savings and attracting new people.
McPherson has been able to use his BizExchange dollars to pay for outdoor signs, printing, advertising, and flowers, even a staff party at GameWorks. There are roughly 350 local businesses in the exchange for him to choose from, and as a bonus, hundreds more in cooperating exchanges throughout North America and even overseas. Dollar for dollar, BizBucks equal the U.S. dollar, so budgeting is simple. Something that would cost or earn McPherson 100 U.S. dollars will cost or earn him 100 BizBucks.
They make the accounting very easy. They send us a statement, and people who pay in barter always tip in cash, so that's the only thing that makes it any different at all.
The monthly statements keep track of revenues and debits so that income and sales taxes are easy to calculate, and Uncle Sam can get his fair share of the bartering business. Building a successful barter exchange requires careful management, says BizExchange's founder, Bob Baga.
What we really are is we're like a private currency, and our currency is based on our members' products and services.
Baga acts like a sort of Alan Greenspan. He's constantly monitoring the membership that underpins his currency and making sure it holds value. He says a high level of person-to-person contact is necessary to figure out what members need and what they can offer to the pool. Baga says that concept was lost on many dot-commers who tried to take bartering online.
You can check your balance online. You can see who the new members are. And that's a great resource, but it cannot replace everything else that goes in behind it.
Trixie Hansen, vice president of a Seattle painting company, has experienced firsthand what happens when a bartering company skimps on customer service. She was talked into joining an online barter exchange a few years ago by a client who wanted to pay for a paint job with barter dollars instead of cash. Today, that barter company is faltering. Businesses have dropped out of the exchange, and Hansen is stuck with about $3,500 worth of credits.
The balance that I'm carrying is not good for my business because I've actually done the work. That's why I have money in the account. But when I go to use it, it's very difficult.
Hansen's experience is not unique. Krista Vardabash directs the International Reciprocal Trade Association, which has certified hundreds of retail and corporate bartering exchanges worldwide. She says over the past 3 or 4 years, it's become clear that the successful barter exchanges are the ones that emphasize the personal relationship between members and operators rather than relying on the internet.
Many exchanges have gone through the pre-dot-com, the dot-com phase, and now the post-dot-com, and there are many successful barter operators out there that have realized that hands-on is the best way.
Vardabash says barter exchanges always grow during a weak economy. She expects that trend to continue now as businesses everywhere look for ways to conserve cash. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.